Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Is it ever okay to make fun of someone's appearance? What if the person or people making fun of someone's appearance is Saturday Night Live? Is it okay? 314-531-9898. Do you think it's okay for Saturday Night Live to poke fun and joke about people's appearances? There's a skit in particular that we're going to talk about this weekend, but just in general too. Can Saturday Night Live make fun of people's appearances? How do you feel about that? Has it gone too far? Now, Amy Lou Wood is pretty famous for her character in White Lotus. So Saturday Night Live did a parody skit where they do this all the time, making fun of the more of, I honestly think it was more of a political skit more than it was making fun of White Lotus.
The White POTUS.
Yeah. So it's a very political script skit about President Trump and his family basically at the White Lotus. The White Lotus is a huge TV show. And within the skit, they have a character that resembles Amy Lou Wood. And if you know who she is, she has been famously talked about because of her teeth. Mm-hmm. Hannah talked about this in the Hollywood hashtag. This makes her uncomfortable that so many people talk about her teeth. They make comments about her teeth. And when Saturday Night Live did the skit, they had a character who had way over the top teeth and resembled her buck teeth. And she posted, she said, "Hey, I think this is mean and unfunny, and it's a shame that they did this. It is not clever. There's a different nuance of doing this. It's a cheap way to make fun of me, and I'm uncomfortable with it." Do you think that Saturday Night Live went too far? 314-531-9898.
I think that comedy is like the hardest line to walk because I feel like their job is to almost like poke fun. But it's just, I don't know. I feel like you either have to be all in or all out.
Agreed with
and
that.
And I think I would rather it be...
You're having trouble with this. It is
I am, because I think about it for me. Like, I wouldn't want someone to come after the way I look and make fun of the way I look. But also at the same time, if you take away jokes about that, then you might as well take away jokes for everything because someone can always be offended.
Exactly. And then that's, I think that's the hard part. Having watched the skit, especially with my wife who watched White Lotus, and she even said, as we're watching that skit, she's like, "Oh, they're making fun of the girl's teeth." She goes, because that was the big conversation that everybody had watching the show. Everybody talked about her teeth. Right or wrong, good or bad, that became a topic of conversation. It's also watching, I think, John Hamm did, you know, did Kennedy and did his voice.
Yeah.
Now, is it okay to go that level? Now, can we? It becomes difficult. And I kind of agree exactly what Hannah said. You're either all in or you're all out. Sadly, comedy is going to offend. It's a shame she was offended. I think now you reach, you do the olive branch and you invite her to come on and be a host on the show.
It does just feel really cheap to me. Like, you couldn't come up with like a better joke than just her teeth.
So here, I've had this discussion too with like Marlon Wayans, honestly, as a comedian. I was like, hey man, is it no holds bar in comedy? And I used to think like, it's just a comedy world and this is art. But I sometimes think it is an excuse that people make, like, oh, it's art, so then I could be offensive. Yeah. And I started to think to myself, because this is what Saturday Night Live does. I'm like, oh my God, that's what they do. So if they do this, they just, like Hannah said, then you lose the whole show. Mm-hmm. But then I thought to myself, like, we had talked about it when we talked about Amy Lou Wood, her struggle with her teeth, AB, when she was editing videos, became self-conscious about her teeth. If this was my friend, my sister, and she was crying and upset, I'd be pissed at Saturday Night Live. So I'm like, I don't know where, I'm like, I feel like, what is happening to me? Because I used to think, hey, it's comedy, no holds bar. But there's a part of me that thinks that, like, huh, maybe we shouldn't comment about people's appearances.
I don't know how much, like, inner, like, scripts they would even have if they didn't go after
people's
appearances.
There was so much that happened in that show that you could make fun of without leaning on someone's look.
She said this, that one of the biggest issues with it, because people were going back and forth and she was involved in this argument, she said that script, that whole skit is political. Every person in the skit is political. It's all political theories.
So why
I'm
are
the
you
only in- person from White Lotus. I'm the only non-political person. Every joke is political except for that joke.
And then why'd you have to drag
me? She goes, why am I? Like, you could, it's the only joke that wasn't political.
She's got a point to
and
that.
I did think that
I
was an
that.
Interesting argument too.
I just think that looks, like things that you can't control, that a person can't control, should kind of be off limits.
Interesting.
So you think like actions and political views and that type of stuff is...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
More I think fair that, game.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I think that's way
that's
more
that's where
fair
you
game.
Draw the line, because it's hard. Where do you draw the line? I want to want you guys to jump in on this conversation. Do you feel like Saturday Night Live has gone too far when they make fun of someone's appearance? Do you feel like, it's comedy, no holds bar, we're all getting too sensitive? 314-531-9898. Interesting conversation about what Saturday Night Live did this weekend while we're commercial free. Did Saturday Night Live go too far with their appearance jokes? 314-531-9898. Amy Lou Wood is famous for her role in White Lotus and also famous for her teeth. Hannah had talked about this. Some people acknowledge it all the time. And whether people are saying positive or negative things, and most of the feedback is usually negative about her teeth, or people do even defend her. She doesn't like it. She doesn't like when people draw attention to it. And she's addressed this publicly of how uncomfortable it makes her. During a skit on this Saturday Night Live does what it does. This is what Saturday Night Live does all the time. No one is safe. They make fun of what people are doing in pop culture and in the world. And they had a character when they were making fun of President Trump, calling it the White POTUS. And it was a play on the White Lotus where they had her character over exaggerated teeth. And she tweeted and Instagram saying, "This hurt. I was uncomfortable with it. This isn't funny." Do you think that Saturday Night Live went too far? 314-531-9898.
Danny texted in and said, "I don't think SNL went too far. Look at what The Simpsons, Family Guy, American Dad all do with celebrity appearances on shows. You don't hear a lot of backlash on those types of things."
I do think it's a weird world we're getting ourselves into. I would agree with that. That, like, if you start going, "Hey, this is too far, this is too far," then where do we lose comedy completely? And there are so many shows that just highlight celebrities and take shots at them. And it is like one of those things that you sign up for. We had this conversation with Scarlett Johansson. Like, what do you sign up for when you're a celebrity? Yeah. And there's a part of me that's like, yeah, they signed up to entertain us, but they didn't sign up to, like, feel like crap all the time.
You know, the point you made too, Brett, about the fact that in that sketch, the only thing that's not political about
it
is
said,
the fact that you have Amy Lee Wood's teeth. And you're like, did they reach? You know, I want to say they brought Kristen Wiig back for a cameo to play one of the Trump daughters.
Yes.
And so it's one of those things where it's like, maybe they reached out, she wasn't available, and then they went to that step. You don't know. I understand the fact that she's not happy with how people have talked about her appearance. But at the same time, people have talked about her appearance. That's what has drawn, you know, good or bad, right or wrong. That's kind of why I think they had it in that sketch, since they were making fun of White Lotus as well.
Jenny, do you feel like they went too far with the sketch about her teeth on Saturday Night Live?
Well, my thing is that I'd never heard of White Lotus before, or this host. I assume she was the host of White Lotus. And so it would absolutely make me look into White Lotus, potentially watch that show, at least, you know, look her up on Google, Wikipedia.
So you think, like, although it was hurtful, it did, like, gain her some fame and traction?
Absolutely.
Like, there's no such bad thing as bad press, you know, like, oh, like, yeah, people are talking about you. I think the easy argument, though, is like, oh, like, it's comedy, you know, like, especially when they're celebrities. Like, everything is fair game when it comes to Saturday Night Live. That's what they do. But I start thinking about just, like, if it's your friend or your sister or whatever, and they're just making fun of, like Alex had pointed out, something they can't control. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It does feel like the low-hanging fruit. But then I do wonder, does Saturday Night Live just pack up and, like, and just fold up? Like, what do we do?
Yeah, I don't know that there would be a Saturday Night Live then.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.